الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم
And to his father and all our marhumin inshaAllah. Allah's mercy is very great. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali says that it is, I understand that when we fast sawab, we read three times Qul Huwa Allah and we get the sawab of the whole Quran Sharif. You fast it up to one person, you fast it up to God. Let us not just take it for entertainment. This should not at all in the least but be taken for entertainment, but the essence of it. When we and those some of us who understand the Quran Sharif and what it is, we make dua. Allah make us of those honorable people who will be entering Jannah and it will be told salam to them. If we don't understand, listen to it just as entertainment, just to make ourselves happy, which is also fair. But really we should listen to increase our love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is a very, very great ibadah, the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah bless us with it and let it become a reality in our lives. The outward sign, basically, let us try and propagate every sunnah. There are various ways that we can do it, whether it is by word of mouth, whether it is by our action, whether it is by printing cards, etc., printing kitabs, etc., informing people. We try and promote the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that will be the most beautiful. Then somebody asked that how should one leave Durud Sharif to our Shaykh, most probably, that with concentration, with devotion, how must we leave? Our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi replied and said, that imagine that you are standing in front of Rauza and Mubarak and you are reading Salatul Salam. When we are standing there, we know Durood Sharif is written. As long as it is written, the Malaika make dua for that person. And another narration, the Malaika send Durood on that person. As long as it's written there. In just Muhaddithin, who write Shara of Hadith Kitabs, everywhere the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, then they write sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or just ask an alim to write one time on the top of the page, and then we just copy that and we carry on. Sometimes ask him, just check if I'm writing correct, I'm not making a mistake or something. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. The little talk that I wish to give, reminder to myself and to all of us, leave the house and they are but dangerous conditions. We look around first before we go. That is taqwa. You're taking your precautions. That is what is called taqwa. You see the traffic light is yellow. Maybe it's going to turn red. So you drive a bit slow just to try and make it not to go past and pass. Person gets tawfiq to read so many suparas of Quran Sharif. That's a gift from Allah Ta'ala. So this gift of Allah Ta'ala. So what, how beautiful that, oh Allah, you bless us and give us these gifts so that we can live our lives according to how you desire. You, tawfiq is only from Allah Ta'ala. And we have to beg of Allah Ta'ala. Yes, still the very basic things are not in place also. So then also we have to consider today in the Ummah, the very basics of deen are still non-existent. So as far as namaz is concerned, we know we are weak in namaz. If we just have to consider today Jummah, I'm sure this masjid also, how full it was. And today Asr, how was the masjid? Communities, individual families and persons, we all know what we are going through, how the conditions are. He says, what is the cause of this? That is very important. A person is ill, he wants to know what is the cause of it. your sugar levels are too high, what's the cause of the sugar levels being too high? And then again, the three is our sinning. There are our different types of sinning. And it comes clearly in the Quran Sharif and Hadith. Like that, many of us, we fool ourselves also. That outwardly I make my five times namaz, etc. Just to give you an example, the King Mahmud Ghaznavi, rahmatullah alayh, second zulam, I'm you the king, I'm just a slave. Who am I? How can I give you a lesson? I can't use the whip on you. So he said, in that case, forgive me. He said, King, from the bottom of my heart, I forgive you. And then he showered him with a lot of favors. Then he felt at ease. Now, as far as this is concerned, consider how much we do wrong to other people. So after this, we go somewhere to a takeaway, and we go and buy some snacks and that, and we eat, and we go home talking, laughing, and everything is forgotten. Not even that one bit talk of or thought of the bayan also. Wherever bayans take place, we don't give it a second thought. So we just come in to listen, and which is also by those people who forgot Allah Ta'ala. That is, we have forgotten Allah Ta'ala. Like we all made Maghrib Namaz now, just now inshaAllah, we will make Isha Namaz. But think for ourselves, in the Namaz, which was meant exclusive for Allah. Aqimi Salata li Dhikri. Established Salat solely and only for my remembrancefulness. Just not thinking. This is the problem because of which a person falls in sin. Now the sin that we fall in, disobedience of Allah, transgression of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is because one is unmindfulness. We are not aware. There are a few other reasons and a few other aspects.
A person who is a man and he goes near a woman and nothing happens to him, that person is not a man. If you put butter in front of fire and the butter doesn't melt, then it's not butter, it's something else. So a man, when he gets near to woman, he has to melt. A woman, when she comes near to man, she has to melt. It's a natural thing. So Islam said, لَا تَقْرُزُرْتْ. You see them misfesak, the middle of the leg. It's not necessary to keep it till there, though Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged it. But it goes down. The trouser goes down. Then if you keep it just till the ankle, it will go over the ankle. So keep it further, even if it goes little down, you're still far from the border. Everything, please stay away. Woman has given a person himmat and courage. Agar koi haseen qareeb aane lage, usko door kar do. And if some woman comes near, her phone calls are coming. Hey, you made a haram relationship, now she's phoning you. And other ways, sending you messages, etc. Then remove it. Change your phone number. Block that number. What's it good? We can say, Hazrat was such a great buzurg, such a great arif, etc. All that, but we don't use this medicine. Then how can we benefit? The thing is, use the bad medicine. Even if you don't praise one bit, but you are drinking the medicine, you will get the benefit. And this medicine of doctors, that might benefit, not benefit. This is 100%. I promise, I will help you, I will guide you. So now if that contact is there, and you ask your iraj and your treatment, inshallah you will get your treatment. So that is what we have to do. And what is the treatment basically and generally? That we maintain Islamic dressing wherever we are. If for some reason we cannot mind it with La ilaha, I'm taking out of my heart all the dirt, the filth, the guna, generally all gunas. And what particular guna is troubling us? Maybe our anger, maybe our laziness in namaz, fajr namaz, maybe our treatment of our wives, maybe we show too much anger to the children, whatever it might be. Majlis. And besides that also, write also, or phone, the best is email, most easiest, and say what our condition is. And they make a spiritual, like we make a financial statement. Financials, we check up ourselves, make a spiritual statement. Check ourselves and submit it also. The submission is not he wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب. Repeat, oh Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, nifaq, hypocrisy, bid'at, innovations from all sins, major and minor, particularly the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiya and Naqshbandiya and Qadiriya and Suharwardiya. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all four silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bayat. O Allah, as long as I love three brothers, different towns, and give da'wat inshallah. Put the posters up, see if they are up, speak to the imam, speak to people, and try and invite them inshallah. And next week from Yawmul Arbi'ah, Wednesday, we'll be going to the low felt, Pumalanga area, Madalbert, Nelspruit, all these areas. And
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا ويوم تقوم الساعة أدخلوا آل فرعون أشد العذاب. In the previous ayats we read of the debate that took place in the parliament of Fir'aun, where Fir'aun.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد is my salah. So in this regard we learned that a person just by studying the books and just by studying kitabs or just listening to this lesson alone, it's not sufficient that a person's namaz will be